Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees, and thanks for listening. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, your host for this show, which seeks to repair, build, and maintain long-lasting, enriching, character-based relationships with the assistance of experts like tonight's guest, Dr. Christy Hartman, which is waiting on the line with strategies to help you deal with dating a divorced man or woman with kids. And I can tell you from personal experience, it's extremely challenging and will definitely test your character and patience. But with Christy's help tonight, you can and will be successful. And Dr. Christy Hartman is a psychologist, an author, and coach who specializes in research-based advice for singles looking to succeed at dating. She's written 3 books, one of which she will give away tonight to a lucky listener. So stay tuned for the details on that. The name of the book is called Dating the Divorced Man, Sort Through the Baggage to Decide If He's Right for You. This groundbreaking, highly successful book leaves no stone unturned when it comes to the numerous challenges that come with dating divorced men and men with children, which is what we're going to be talking about tonight. Dr. Christy, thanks for joining Relationships 360 Degrees. It's great to have you on the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Tiffany. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. As I said before, the pleasure is all mine. Definitely love, you know, for the experts to come on to share their advice, which is, as you said, you focus on research-based advice for singles looking to succeed at dating. So we look forward to, and I know that our listeners look forward to receiving that advice from you tonight to help them to improve their relationships, which is always the goal of Relationships 360 Degrees. And before we get started, I want to give our listeners the call-in number, just in case you guys have questions for Dr. Christy, who is our expert guest tonight, or if you wish to weigh in on tonight's topic, which is about, you know, dating divorcees with kids and the challenges that go along with that. You can give us a buzz at 714-409-0610. Again, the number 714-409-0610, and if you didn't catch that, we'll go ahead and post that in the chat room. So guys, get your dialing fingers ready, and we'll jump into the discussion. Dr. Christy, do you have any personal experience with dating a divorced man? You wrote a book about it, so I just wondered if you had a personal experience with that.
Oh, absolutely. I've got more than one. I have dated, I'm married now, but I was married once before to a man with kids. And so I have had the full experience. I've also dated other men with kids as well. So I have been around the block when it comes to that.
Oh, wow. And so did you have any kids yourself when you were dating? You said you had dated a divorced man with kids. Did you have any kids at the time?
No, I do not have kids even now. So, no, that does simplify things a little bit, but no.
Well, we look forward to, you know, hearing some more about your own personal story and, of course, you know, your professional advice, you know, as well for our listeners tonight. And I wanted to ask you also, you mentioned that you had a personal experience with dating a divorced man. Is that what inspired you to write your book? And again, the name of it's called Dating the Divorced Man, Sort Through the Baggage to Decide If He's Right for You. Did your personal experience inspire you to write that?
Yes, in part it did. I dated, actually, part of that book is devoted towards dating separated men as well. And I met a man who was actually going through divorce, and that was a very difficult and challenging experience in some ways. And so I learned a lot from that. And then, you know, we had a relationship, his divorce ended, and eventually we ended up getting married. And so, you know, I saw everything kind of progress into something new and better. And I saw all the ways that it could work if certain things were in place. And so I was inspired to write a book on this because I saw so many other people struggling with this. And there really just wasn't anything out there for people in that position. And so that did inspire me to write the book. I did a ton of research. I interviewed a lot of people, and to make sure that the book was well-rounded.
All right, and we look forward to hearing more about the book. And if you guys are interested in obtaining a copy, you can actually become eligible to win a copy of that book, which Dr. Christie is going to be giving away to one lucky listener. To become eligible, you need to go to relationships360.com, enter your name and your email address. You have until the end of the month, the end of this month, May 31st, to do that. And then on June 1st, we will contact one of our listeners via email to get their shipping details so that we can send them a copy of that book. And again, the name of it is Dating the Divorced Man, Sort Through the Baggage to Decide If He's Right for You. It's by Dr. Christie Hartman. And again, we just thank you for offering to give one of those copies away to one of our listeners tonight. So again, thank you for that. So you mentioned that you have personal experience with dating a divorced man. Of course, you know, you counsel, you know, clients. You're also a psychologist. So you have a lot of experience in this area, obviously an author. What are some of the challenges with dating a divorced man with children? Let's get into that.
Well, there can be many, but it's different with each situation, and that's what it's important for people to understand, that every situation is different. But some of the challenges that can come up include if the children are still grieving the divorce. So if, you know, if in that case they may not be ready for mom or dad to move on with somebody new. So that's one problem. Another one is that anytime you date somebody with kids, you're always going to, in most cases, you're going to have to deal with the ex, okay, because kids always have another parent out there somewhere, and 9 times out of 10, they're involved in their life and haven't disappeared off somewhere. And so you have to grow comfortable with the fact that that person, that ex, is always going to be a part of your situation on some level. And if you're lucky, if you're lucky, the ex is somebody that, you know, gets along reasonably well with your partner and hopefully with you too. So there's a couple of issues that can come up.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but just going back to that ex, having to deal with the ex-partner, you know, of the person that you're dating or the divorced person, you know, that you are dating. So, yeah, I agree. Definitely you want to. Hopefully you have a good situation where you're dealing with a person that's decent and a person, you know, that you can get along with. And, you know, that probably, you know, we were talking, Dr. Hartman, about rebound relationships last week.
Right.
And, you know, basically, especially men, it seems like men, you know, tend to jump into relationships, you know, faster, like right after a divorce or, you know, ending a serious relationship and haven't had the time to, you know, empty all of their baggage or to complete or, you know, do a good deal of healing, you know, from that breakup. And so, you know, with that, you know, they may still be kind of emotionally attached, you know, to that ex-spouse, and in some ways may even be dealing with them as if, you know, they're still married, you know, to the ex. And so certainly if a new person enters the picture, then that can create, you know, a lot of a lot of havoc, and, you know, it creates a bad situation for the children, you know, especially who are caught.